Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are learning parak Ches Mishnah Dalet and parak Ches Mishnah Hey. Having discussed the Tumah and Tahara status of various items that were found when it came to various holy purposes, the Mishnah is going to discuss the halachos of something that became Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash. It says the Mishnah Paroches Shenitmeis Bevlada Tumah. If a curtain hanging in the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's the curtain that's hanging between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or whether it's the Parochas that is separating the Heichal and the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, and if the curtain, the Parochas, becomes Tameh, becoming into contact with a Sheni L'Tumah, a Vlada Tumah, meaning some sort of an item, drink, something that is Tameh, and makes curtains Tameh on a Midrabanon level. We should just point out that an avatumah is generally something that itself is a source of tumah, creates a sense of tumah, and something that became tumah from coming into contact with an avatumah is referred to as a vlada tumah, or a secondary level of tumah, rishon tumah, or a sheni tumah, and so on. Now, while an avatumah makes anything that comes into contact with it tumah, a vlada tumah can convey and give over tumah only to food or to drinks, but not to people or to kalim. Now, the only exception to this rule is when it comes to some sort of a liquid, some sort of a drink. Since tameh beverages might be confused with certain bodily fluids of certain tameh people, which can make people or kalim tameh, even under the halacha, according to halacha, on a midaraisa level, the chacham therefore decreed that any tameh beverage can transfer tumah to people or to kalim as well. The curtain in our Mishnah became tameh, becoming into contact with such types of beverages. So says the Mishnah Matbilu no sabifnim. We are not obligated to remove the parochas from the Beis HaMikdash, as is the case with the items that became tamei on a deraisa level. Rather, since the curtain is tamei only according to midrabanan on a halacha, we may immerse it in a mikvah inside the Beis HaMikdash itself. Umachinisu no samiyad, and then we may immediately return it to its proper place in the Beis HaMikdash without waiting for Tzeisak HaChavim, without waiting for it to become night, unlike an item that became Tameh on a Midaraisa level, so which may not be brought into the Beis HaMikdash grounds until after Tzeisak HaChavim, following its immersion in the mikvah. Now, in some cases, the curtain may not be kept in the Beis HaMikdash premises anymore, must be removed. But if the curtain became Tameh through coming into contact with a main primary source of Tumah, which has the ability to make it Tumah even on a Daraisa level, in that situation, we must remove it from its hanging place and we must immerse it in the mikvah outside of the Beis HaMikdash itself. And even after it has been immersed in the mikvah, it still may not be brought back into the Beis HaMikdash or the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash until after Tzeisak HaChavim. Therefore, we spread the curtain out to dry in the chel, which is the area outside of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Beis HaMikdash's Azara, that does not have the same level of Kedusha as the Azara itself. But if the curtain, if the parochas that became tameh was new, then we would spread it out to dry on the roof, overhang the benches set up on Harabayas, where the curtain is visible from afar, that the people will see how beautiful the parochas is. As the Rashbash points out, this was done in order to encourage people to donate fine materials for the parochas in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Tiferes Yisrael points out in our Mishnah that all of the halachos discussed in our Mishnah apply equally to any kalim that became tameh while in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah chose to speak specifically about the parochas only because it wished to teach us about the unique practice of this spreading it out so that people could see how beautiful it is. Continuing now with Parak Ches Mishnah Hey, says the Mishnah, and we should just point out that having mentioned the halacha relating to the parochas that separates the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the Kodesh, the Mishnah is going to describe that actual parochas. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, the son of the assistant of the Kohanim, Parochas avya tefach. The curtain was a tefach thick, v'al shivim ushnayim nimen ne'eregas, and it was woven using 72 different different woven different heddle shafts, as the Bartenura seems to refer to it as. Bartenura says that woven cloth is made up of two groups. When it comes to threads that crisscross each other, the horizontal threads are passed through, the vertical threads, and this is accomplished by using a special frame that has threads running across it at the center of which are loops, called heddle shafts, through which the horizontal threads are passed. To create a curtain with the necessary dimension, 72 such heddle shafts were required. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'al kolnima v'nima esrim v'arba achutin, and each of these threads contained 24 thinner threads. Ark arba amma, the curtain's length was 40 amos. V'arachba esrim amma, and its width was 20 amos, so the curtain would fit the dimensions of the Kodesh, which was 20 amos wide by 40 amos high. U'mishmonim u'shtei ribo na'aseis, and it was made from 820,000 threads. U'shtayim osin b'chol shana, and the two new curtains were made each year, u'shlosh meos kohanim matbil osa, because each curtain was so large and heavy that 300 kohanim were needed in order to immerse it in the mikvah. Have a great day.